Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about The Witch's Broomstick. In this dark season of mystery and magic, we honor the ancient figure of the witch, riding on her broomstick. While in our modern world the witch is often portrayed as a scary being, at the same time, we make fun of her with degrading images of warty-nosed old women crashing their brooms into buildings. But the witches of our ancestors were very different from today's demeaning caricatures, and their broomsticks represented much more than a vehicle for flying through the air. Witches were the keepers of the cycle of life, the protectors and healers of their communities. And one of the symbols of their power and benevolence was the broomstick. We all have brooms. They are the household tools we use for sweeping our floors, made from a large brush of straw stalks or other stiff materials attached to the end of a long handle. Brooms are universal tools and have had such an important role in maintaining the cleanliness and order of the home through the ages that they long ago became symbols not just for household cleanliness, but for energetic and spiritual cleanliness as well, representing the ability to sweep clean other realms and dimensions, in addition to our homes. Early on, the broom became associated with goddesses of the hearth and home, who were also keepers of the larger community. Rather than employing the sword or spear to ensure safety, these goddesses focused on maintaining the safety of the community by keeping people's relationships with families and neighbors tidy and harmonious. By extension, the broom helped with cleaning up conflict and making way for cooperation and collaboration. One such goddess was Hestia, honored first and last in the ceremonies of the ancient Greeks, whose broom kept their hearths and homes orderly, so that her peace and abundance could find plenty of clear space in which to reside. Another goddess associated with the broom was Hecate, the Greek triple goddess. With her broom, she swept the threshold to get rid of negative energy. Hecate also presided over the mysteries of women, including childbirth and the ritual of marriage. And the tradition of broom jumping, stepping over Hecate's broom as the final act of the wedding ritual, signified the sexual union of the couple and lasting domestic harmony. The witch riding on a broomstick as though it were a horse is a familiar image and illustrates the age-old magical connection between the broomstick and the horse, for both were considered mystical methods of transport to other realms. The broom plant, called planta genit, which means the plant of the horse, supplied the fibers for the broom and was sacred to witches because of its connection with both broomsticks and horses. And this plant had such association with earthly and supernatural powers that it was taken as the name of the royal house of England during the Middle Ages, the Plantagenets. Another connection between the broomstick and the horse is the old childhood toy, the hobby horse, a broomstick with a horse-like head that carried young riders into the realm of imagination. The hobby horse derives its name from the hob, a ledge at the back or side of the fireplace on which anything could be placed to be kept warm and safe. This circles us back to the hearth, the center of the home, that was guarded and maintained by the witches or matrons of the community. Riding on their magical broomsticks or hobby horses, these witches protected the hearth, the home, and the land upon which all that they depended. So take your broom and sweep away negativity, regret, fear, sorrow, and failure, cleansing and transforming your threshold so you can begin the next cycle of the wheel of the year with a clean full upon which to stand. Start sweeping from the top floor of the house down to the bottom floor, from the front of the house and out the back door. Now you can open your front door and allow new positive energy to come flowing in over the threshold. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.